Well, hello guys, now here's a news item from Pattaya. That's a place in Thailand, you know. Anyway, I guess this guy was drinking at a bar and he got some sort of service from a trans woman. I guess that would be probably sewing his trousers up or ironing his shirt. Anyway, at 12:16 in the morning, I guess he's decided to leave. And of course, that's when you get presented the bill, which was about 1,500 baht. That's $47 US, £35, or €41. And if you notice the bill on the left, looks like that's the trans service, 500 baht. A bit expensive to get a button sewed on. But apparently, this 57-year-old man refused to pay it. So the trans called her friend over, and they started to attack the man. It would have been more serious if the bar staff hadn't intervened, and I guess the police were called. Of course, the trans had disappeared already. Anyway, they were all taken down to the police station to sort it out. In other words, the man's going to have to pay something. It depends how much. He said apparently his phone had an issue and it didn't communicate, so he couldn't pay. I think he may be not happy with the trans service. But if you're in Thailand and you've gone through that, if I were you, I'd pay. Apparently the man had a sort of cut ear. But trans Thais can be very nasty. The police told the man that they'd get the perpetrators, which generally actually never happens. Sometimes the police, late at night, would round up all the trans on Beach Road and arrest them and take them to the police station, where they were all fined about 1,000 to 500 baht, some just 200 to 300 baht, and next night they were all on Beach Road again. If you're in Pattaya and you get into a situation like that, and as long as it's not stupid money, you best to pay it. And just don't go back to that bar again. I mean, there's plenty of bars to go to. Thais and everybody else there all smiling at you and everything else aren't doing it because they love to do it. They're doing it for money. Pattaya is paradise. It's a fun city. But not if you haven't got any money. What makes it slightly dubious about this story is the bar was closing. At 12:16 at night, it's a bit early. When I was there in Thailand, the bars never closed as long as you ordered another drink, just even if it was just you and the bar. I went home one night, well, actually, early morning, the birds were actually singing, and it was getting light, and I could hardly walk. Oh, those were the days. You take it easy, guys.